Texas towns are banning stores they don't like, but is it right? I'm Charles Blaine, and this is Texas Tomorrow.
Are you worried about your kids' future? You should be. You're listening to Texas Tomorrow with Charles Blaine. Join Charles as he talks about the people and issues that are affecting you and your family at the local level of government.
In recent years, towns have taken to banning stores that they don't believe fit well with the makeup of their community. But we're not talking about stores or places that promote illicit or even necessarily immoral behavior. We're talking about places that certain elected officials, on a whim, decide don't fit within the fabric of the community. Like dollar stores, for instance. So yes, those dollar stores. We're talking Family Dollar, Dollar General, Dollar Tree, places like that. So in recent years, there's been a movement among cities across the country, but also in Texas, to ban these type of stores because people feel that they're the wrong type of development in their community. Opponents say they bring crime and traffic congestion and impact existing businesses. But what existing businesses? Grocery stores. Those are usually the main drivers. With a smaller footprint and a lower cost, these dollar stores can compete with their bigger counterparts. And so, those counterparts lean on local elected officials to pass regulations that prohibit these dollar stores from opening in their areas. They regulate how many can open in a certain radius, or they pass permitting as a tool to stop them. And for instance, Fayette, Texas, a town of about 20,000 in Rockwall County, passed an ordinance requiring them to get a special use permit, and its approval depends on how many of these other stores and what they sell and what impact they have on grocery stores in a general area. Fort Worth, in another instance, prohibits new ones from opening up within 2 miles of an existing one. And it has a requirement that 15% of floor space be devoted to fresh produce, meats, and dairy. Manville, Texas, Mesquite, Texas, and the list goes on of these local towns and cities that use zoning laws as their weapon of choice to ban these stores. But banning things doesn't necessarily change behavior, nor does it necessarily help people. People shop at these stores out of proximity or necessity. Proximity. Many communities don't have access to a grocery store. So a kid walking to school may not be able to drop into a Kroger or an HEB and buy something, but they might pass a dollar store on their way or on their way home and be able to grab something for school. And necessity. People might not have the resources or be able to afford shopping at one of these other stores, and so removing them from their community doesn't necessarily increase their disposable income. It just removes whatever option that they had that they were able to afford. If the market demands grocery stores will find a way to have a presence. If the market demands otherwise, we should allow that to happen. But too often our local elected officials choose to insert themselves into the process, artificially interrupt the market, and to try to produce a societal outcome that they deem is best. In a similar sense, we're seeing this happen in the city of Sugar Land, Texas, with tobacco-related shops. Sugarland recently passed an ordinance that would prohibit new cigar lounges and vape shops and hookah lounges from opening. They said they don't want this type of business in their community. But they're grandfathering or allowing current businesses that sell this stuff to stay in place. So even though they're stopping new ones, they're allowing current ones to stay there. And all that's going to do is allow the ones who currently own these places to sell their permits to people who are the highest bidder. It creates a cottage industry and won't really have the impact that they want it to have. The city, which sits on a highway just outside of Houston, wants to stop kids from smoking, but this ordinance won't stop them from going to the next town over and buying cigarettes. It doesn't change behavior. Now, these are two separate issues, but ultimately the same problem. The idea that we can regulate behavior by using zoning laws or other laws is one that has been proven wrong before, and following this path will prove us wrong again. Watch your city council. It's not specific to these two industries, and it's not specific to these towns. These blanket bans on unwanted businesses are happening all over, all of the time. If you're a business owner, they can affect you. If you're a consumer, they can affect you. And if you're neither, then limiting commerce in your city will still affect you. As always, thanks for tuning in. If something is going on in your neighborhood, be sure to let us know. We appreciate you for watching. Make sure you share with your family, your friends, comment, like, and tell us if there's something else that we're missing. So I hope you took something away from this. And if you did, make sure you tell a friend, a family member, share it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you see fit. And make sure you tune in for next week's episode of Texas Tomorrow.